Let's move on to rule number six, which is about fighting for versus against. What does that mean?
This is actually a very, very big deal. Most people stop at complaining. But if I complain, I haven't really made a request. I've just kind of punished you emotionally for something. So Judith and I had about a 3 or 4 year fight about my slippers being at the back door at our Wisconsin campus. I was rarely there to talk to our cleaning lady. When we were gone in Chicago working, would put my slippers in my closet in the bedroom. And I was furious. It was a symbolic snub to me. And I complained about it for a long time. Now, I was fighting for my slippers to be by the door when I came in. But I wasn't really sharing what I needed to. Finally, I hit a position of vulnerability, and I told her how much my feelings were hurt and how I was hurt that she wasn't listening to me. She immediately got it, and they've been at the door ever since. Mm-hmm.
So, and can you give me some examples? Because I think probably most couples are fighting against something. So I'm thinking about specific examples myself in conflict with my husband where I just want to win the fight, you know, because there's some sense of if I don't win, then I don't exist or I'm not here or something. Right. So tell me a little bit more about that. What does that look like in a relationship?
Well, the most extreme example I can give you is a couple where every time the husband attempts to acknowledge something he's doing, the wife comes up with a complaint. And what's going on there is she feels very hungry to be affirmed and acknowledged by him. She has some of her own unfinished business she's working on. And he doesn't engage enough to get ongoing affirmation because he's afraid of her ongoing complaints. So they are stuck in a pattern that they'll need to work out of.
Well, and what I'm hearing you say is looping back to where you started earlier, which is this ties right back to the yearnings, doesn't it? Because what you're just naming is the when I'm fighting for something, it sounds like I'm meeting my yearnings.
Well, when I'm fighting for something, I'm certainly going to be closer to it because I'm going to be fighting to be affirmed. Because what they're each doing is he's starving. He goes for affirmation. She goes unconsciously nuts to you. You're not affirming me. And so she uses that as an opportunity to criticize him and complain. And this is something that has deep roots for a long time. So learning to accentuate the positive can help diminish this. You can see how their position is from a deep, deep, deep starvation for the positive on both of their parts.
And translation to work and career, it sounds like this is probably a common thing in companies as well, which is maybe we don't like something, how it's going down, but we haven't really decided what we do want.
Yeah, that's very, very much there, where as a boss, oftentimes I haven't articulated what I wanted that made me unhappy, that I didn't get, and I was unhappy. And it's incumbent on me to say what I wanted, not just to complain. And as I said in the earlier example, Bob Kaufman and I really learned to start writing down our job descriptions in terms of any time we were unhappy. And then we started doing reviews around those things, and we were much happier.